The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I mentioned on the show earlier that today is a very, very important day. The 18th of March. 25 years today since you could officially watch A Clockwork Orange and not feel guilty about it. In Ireland, Brian Lloyd is with me, the entertainment journalist. Brian, nobody in Ireland saw this movie before the year 2000.
No, remarkable. Not at all.
Remarkable, isn't
it? We are as pure as the driven snow when it comes to these kind of things.
So this is one of the more famous movies that was banned by the film censor. So I know you've been going through, there's about 2,500 movies on the list.
Yeah, 2,500 have been banned and another 11,000 were cut to meet the censor's requirements. But it's interesting though, because like in the last, like I would say, I want to say like in the last like 10 years, there hasn't really been any films that have been banned. It's more a case of just the censor's office has refused to issue a certificate. That's happened a couple of times. But more than that, I think, is the point of like, and this is, you know, a wider kind of discussion. It's not really clear if the Irish film censor actually really has any power to ban stuff anymore. Because, you know, we live in the internet now. Like you go on your phone and the next 10 seconds you can have hardcore pornography or you can have anything you want on the phone playing away and there's nothing stopping it, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah.
So it kind of wonder, like, I mean, in the sense of like, yes, they are there to kind of issue certificates, issue guidance as to who should see what and all the rest of it. But in terms of actually banning stuff, I don't really know if the Film Censors Office has that power anymore.
They certainly used to ban lots of stuff.
They sure did.
So you have been going through a list, and we've got a list here. We're going to get to A Clockwork Orange and why it fell foul of the censors in a few moments. But we're going to start with a surprising one.
Fantasia.
So this is the Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
This was banned in Ireland.
This was banned in Ireland,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Why?
Because apparently it promoted witchcraft. That's the whole reason. You have to remember, like, when Fantasia was released, it was, you know, the 1930s and 1940s in Ireland. Obviously, the Catholic Church had a much stronger hold over the soul of the nation, and that obviously influenced the Film Censors Office as well. So anything that had anything to do with witchcraft or wizardry was obviously not going to pass by the Film Censors Office. And yeah, Fantasia was banned. I mean, I don't know, maybe I missed that scene where Mickey Mouse, you know, does a human sacrifice while he's playing Cradle of Filth backwards or something.
Great scene.
Yeah, great scene, man.
Great
love
scene.
It.
Yeah, exactly. That's remarkable. Fantasia was on the list. Okay, where to next?
A film called Cannibal Holocaust. Now, to be fair to this film,
as a title,
right away,
I can understand the issues. Right.
Sure. 100, you say that name automatically, that's thrown up a few red flags. 100%. Now, to be fair, this film had problems everywhere. So the Italian, it was an Italian film, and in Italy there was a magistrate that actually believed that the director, a guy called Ruggero Deodato, had actually murdered his actors. It was done that well. It was done in what they call a found footage film, kind of like Blair Witch Project.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And this Italian magistrate believed that the film was actually real. He actually thought it was a snuff film. Hauled this guy Ruggero Deodato up in front of a court. Then the director basically went along with it because he thought, great, more people are going to see this because they think this is real. And then sure enough, at the trial, he said, yep, call in all the actors. And sure enough, the actors came in. He even brought in one apparatus that was used for a particularly disgusting scene. And he showed them how it worked. I'm not going to explain it now because there might be people driving and they'll pull in and get sick. But needless to say, this film is absolutely disgusting. I have no problem with this being banned. I saw it. It's pretty terrible. I mean, it's it's pretty shocking. But yeah, you can understand why this film was banned.
The next one is to do with Ireland's neutrality in the war.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this was released in 1943. It was called A Yank in the RAF. And it was basically about this American multimillionaire who joins the fight against the Nazis at a time when the United States was basically a neutral party in the war. This was before they had... It was made before America had joined in World War II. And the reasoning behind this was that, as you recall, Ireland basically was neutral and had no part to play in World War II. So it was felt essentially that this film, if it was allowed to be in cinemas any longer, it would basically inspire people to, you know, join the British Army or join the Americans and all the rest, but or to basically lead Ireland into World War II. It was released for a week and 41,000 people were estimated to have seen it.
I like that. It's a real Irish solution. Like, we'll just, yeah, after a week, everyone who wants to
have
seen this.
Horse gone, we'll, bolted, you know. Yeah.
And then we'll reoccupy the moral high ground by banning it afterwards.
100%, yeah.
The next one, though, is the famous one.
This is the one
that gets cited all the time. Monty Python.
Monty Python's The Life of Brian. Yeah, so in 1979, it was banned by the Irish Film Censor. It was banned for 8 years. Of course, the hilarious, and this is the thing I love about The Life of Brian, Jesus Christ is only mentioned 2 times in this film, and he is not lampooned in any way, shape or form. He is not spoken about in a disparaging fashion whatsoever. It's the opening scene. It's literally when he's reciting the Beatitudes on Mount Sinai. Yeah. And then people are far away and they can't really understand what he's saying.
Blessed are the Greeks.
Yeah. So this kind of stuff, like, yeah. It's stuff like that. And I mean, and even at the end when, you know, they're all up on the cross and all the rest of it, they're all being crucified and everything. It's like, I'm Brian and so is my wife. You know, like... Sure, there. I mean, sure, yes, it is the crucifixion that they are mocking somewhat, but, like, you know, they're not saying anything bad about, you know, Jesus Christ or what he stood for. They're making fun of organized religion. They're making fun of, you know, dogmatic views and all the rest of it. That's the funny part, you know?
That is a great movie.
Still holds up.
Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers, yeah. So this was Oliver Stone's just absolutely bizarre, crazed take on Western society and the ills of culture. This was banned. However, the Irish Film Institute down in Eustace Street tried to show the film. They did it as a club screening. And basically what a club screening was that it didn't have to go through the Irish Film Censor's office. It was sort of a way of circumnavigating that process. And the idea was that you had to be over 18. You had to basically sign a form to say you knew that you were watching this without a film certificate and yada, yada, yada. To my knowledge, I think this has only been screened about, I want to say, like 5 or 6 times in Ireland.
All?
Yeah, because, you know, it's not one of Oliver Stone's better films.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more kind of, you would see it as a completionist, if you know that sort of way, if you wanted to see all his films,
of this
is
one of
those. It is. It's hard going. I mean, it's definitely a hard film to watch at times because it does deal with a lot of kind of, you know, very, very dark topics in a very, what I would say, haphazard way. But it's brilliant. I mean, it's, you watch that film, it'll stay with you for days and weeks afterwards, I think.
The next one I didn't realise from out of the censors, From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn. And at that same time as well, Paul Verhoeven's Showgirls was banned as well, which... You know, they said what that was because apparently there was a violent rape scene, and I think it was just because it was so kind of, you know, titillating, and it was all about nudity and all the rest of it. Apparently, with From Dusk Till Dawn, that was to do with the fact that it was gratuitous violence from start to finish.
It's pretty violent, but...
It is pretty violent, yeah. But, I mean, I've seen worse. I mean, and this was 1996.
It's kind of cartoon violence.
Oh, it is. It's completely slapstick. I mean, that was always the thing about Quentin Tarantino's films.
Yeah.
Whenever it came to violence, it was always done in a slapstick manner. It was never done with any kind of approach to realism. And it was the same in this as well. It is pretty shocking. I mean, I'll say that. But to call it gratuitous, or to call it sort of... deserving of a ban, absolutely not.
And then that brings us to A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
So why was that banned?
So this was banned, it was actually pulled from British cinemas at the request of Stanley Kubrick himself. And the reason for this was because there was a murder trial happening in the UK. And the story was that the prosecutor had linked the film to the case in question. And what it was that essentially a homeless person who was Irish... was beaten to death.
Yes.
And there's a famous scene in A Clockwork Orange where Malcolm McDowell and his droogs attack this old Irish man and beat him to death. And, you know, unlike, say, From Dusk Till Dawn, which where it's done in a sort of cartoonish fashion, like A Clockwork Orange, yes, it does have violence. Yes, it does have, you know, like a rape scene in it and all the rest of it. And it's done in a gratuitous fashion, but it doesn't absolve them of any kind of way. It is meant to be shocking. It is meant to be terrifying. It is meant to be repulsive. And you are supposed to be repulsed by it. Conversely, you're supposed to be repulsed by what they end up doing to Malcolm McDowell's character as well. Because, you know, obviously they hold him down, they drip his eye. You know, the Ludovico sequence and all the rest of it. So the idea is that in the film, just violence is a part of every society, whether it be anarchy or order, you know? And... but yeah, I mean, look, it was released since, it's been seen since. it's, again, a very, very good film. I think it's one of Kubrick's best. And, I mean, it was meant to be shocking and it shocked, and there you have it.
Well, Niall Leitrim disagrees, Brian. He says it should have stayed banned. Nobody's missing anything. Greatest pile of rubbish I've ever seen in my life.
What's he talking about now? Clockwork Orange?
Yeah, he is. He is.
All right. Well, that's your opinion.
That's your opinion. Yeah, as my sister says, Brian, everyone's entitled to the wrong opinion.
Very true. You can't yuck people's yums.
Entertainment journalist, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.